Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Stu.
We're going to have a little chat.
Just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu.
That's right. It's time for our weekly chat with Stu Mack, Stuart McMillan. Good morning, sir.
Hello, Scott J. Gow.
What do you have for me this week?
World records.
World records.
We're going to be talking about world records. So recently I did a story about an Olympic medal from 1904 that was being sold at auction. It did actually sell. Fred Shula was an American runner. They're very rare to come by to have a 1904. They're very, very rare. It sold for $500,000+, $545,000. This guy, he lived in Missouri for a little bit, but he was a part of the Michigan Wolverines football team in 1903. That was a big year for them. They outscored opponents 565-6.
Wow.
I mean, what a year for the Wolverines that year. He was on that team, and he was super fast, of course, and that's why he was on the team. And that same year, he set a world record in college for the 75-yard hurdles while he was attending Michigan there. I don't know. I just thought about that idea of setting world records. Why are we as humans obsessed with beating records, getting excited about someone else setting a record? Why?
I just think it's the competitive nature of human beings. I think everybody who has a burning passion inside about competition wants to be the best.
Does it go too far sometimes where we say, well, can there be a record for everything is what I'm getting at?
Well, there seems to be a record for just about everything. I was thinking that this month actually is the celebration at Old Bakery Brewing Company in Alton, and the celebration centers around a feat that you cannot actually accomplish through trying. It's about the tallest man in the world ever. From Alton, Illinois. That's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Right.
And you don't have to actually try. You just grow.
You just grow up. You grow up. So, and there's some things we probably, maybe, I don't know if we should get crazy about. There's an Idaho man that bounces table tennis balls with his mouth. I mean, 47 times in 30 seconds. World record. Congratulations, Idaho man.
Most hot dogs in 2 minutes or whatever that is. Or
there's this film festival in Arizona that recently broke a world record for having the most posters on a wall. I mean,
yeah,
sometimes they just kind of get silly.
Yeah, they do. There's lots of silly ones. But I gotta be honest, when I was a kid, I used to love reading the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, me too.
Especially the
every
photographs.
Year.
I used to like the photographs.
Yeah.
Of the tallest man in the world, or the second largest ball of twine.
Then there's the second. And then the fingernail lady.
Ooh. Oh, I remember that one with the longest fingernail. She was curling.
Yeah, curling and like going down the street. Or the guy that would eat metal. He would literally take a plate of metal and he would eat it. And they took a picture of him like, you know, almost looked like he had Jaws teeth. Because of all the metal in his...
Yes, I remember that.
Do you remember
one
this
too.
One? It's just weird.
Wow, you're bringing back a lot of memories here, Stu.
Well, here's another guy, a Turkish man. He can throw an axe really, really far and hit the target. It's 183 feet. 143 feet was the previous record. So it's about, I guess, 164 feet, I think, is an Olympic pool.
Yeah.
So it kind of... Wow. I mean, if you've ever seen an Olympic pool, they're
sure,
huge.
Sure, I've been in an Olympic pool.
I've been in one too. Olympic size. Have you ever thrown an axe across an Olympic size pool?
Not.
Hey, next time you go to the
that
Olympic
sounds
size
very
pool,
dangerous.
Take an axe with you.
Yeah.
And then just
see how that goes.
See that, yeah.
See if the lifeguard doesn't tackle you.
But they're on a phone anyway. They don't, they're not paying attention. But this guy also set a couple other records I wanted to tell you about. They were just off the wall. Farthest basketball hook shot, 82 feet.
82 feet.
82 feet.
Okay.
That's pretty significant.
The court is 93, so that's almost entire length. Okay.
The longest cornhole shot, 85 feet and some inches.
Okay.
85 feet, tossing, landing.
Okay.
And the farthest throw of a rubber chicken.
And?
114 feet. I mean, who throws them anyway?
But the best part about this is the people who try to break the current record. So they decide that
I'm going
to
break this.
I know that there are people who flip through the Guinness Book of World's Records.
I could do this.
And they go, okay, this is my jam. This is my record.
What could you do?
That's a good question.
What would you break?
It would have to do something with talking.
Yeah. It's the most words in a minute. No, that guy, Micro Machines guy.
Yeah, I can't talk that
fast. Yeah. Scatman.
But I always think of that quote by Yogi Berra, which is, I always thought that record would stand until it was broken. It's just kind of like we talked about human nature too. You want to celebrate humanity.
Yeah, it's a celebration.
Progressing. And not all of it is of a natural way when the home run thing was going on in the 90s.
Yeah.
And then the steroid era in baseball, you know, all the records are like, do they really count? And in football now, you have 17 games instead of 16, instead of 14. It was originally 14.
Right.
I mean,
there's more time to break old records.
Right.
World records.
We should see if there's a world record for chat with Stumac.
The longest and in a sentence. And still going and not going to stop. And
we've
lost over.
Every single listener that existed.
What listeners? We don't have this segment doesn't have a sponsor.
Chat with Stumac. Over.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.